Hello, everyone. Welcome back to For the Masses. This is Joe the Human, and you're listening to my show on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope everyone is enjoying their day today. I kind of am. was awoken to some very interesting news this morning. Because I had therapy.
Okay.
And received a little mental health diagnosis, and that was a little silly, goofy. But, you know, we're soldiering on, and I, like, talked to my academic dean. Many things. And now I just, like, I'm just excited to play some music for you all. This episode is called Anxiety Attack on the Dance Floor, because that happened to me this last weekend, and it was kind of crazy. very much sensory overload, very much not knowing what to do with myself. And the only thing that calmed me down was music. And I think that says a lot about me. So I'm going to share some songs that brought me some peace that night, as well as some other songs that I guess encapsulate what I imagine, or well, not imagine because I was there, but what I want you all to imagine being anxious on the dance floor feels like if you haven't before. So, yeah, let's get started.
Qué calor en la ciudad.
Qué calor.
Es imposible de aguantar.
Qué calor.
La ropa llega a molestar.
Qué calor.
Qué lindo debe estar el mar.
Qué calor.
Tu mano quiero yo tomar y por la playa caminar.
Vuélveme a querer.
besar igual que tú lo hacías, porque sin tu amor al hilo de mis besos se marchitará. Las rosas deshojadas, quiéreme, quiéreme otra vez, porque tendrá que ser. Piensa que te adoro, mírame como yo. Tenme compasión, ay, vuélveme a querer mucho más que
Thank you. got a halo on me. Kennedy's got a halo on me. Kennedy's got a halo on me. Kennedy's got a halo on me. There's a noise in my head.
All right, so I hope everyone enjoyed those last couple songs. That last song was was by the band Feeble Little Horse, and it was called Kennedy. And I decided to play their music because they came to Apple Jam last weekend, and they were super good. My friend got the set list from their performance, and it was just so good hearing their live. I'm literally in love with. The main singer, they were superb, and yeah, their stuff was just really great to mosh to. Although I was wearing a dress that day, so I was kind of having a hard time, but my friends were just throwing each other around. It was incredible. Yeah, and then those last few songs, we heard Eyes Without a Face by Angel Olsen and Milk by Sweet Trip. Those have definitely been comfort songs for me. Just they're incredible, literally life-changing. I want to see Angel Olsen live so bad, but she is never in Boston. I don't know what she's waiting for. And then Faye, I've seen her already. She is incredible. I wanted to see her last month, but she postponed the show, so I will be seeing her in the summer, hopefully. And yeah, anything you'd like to add, Zamir? Zamir's here also. Yeah. I don't know if I introduced him, but he is here with me.
Here, yes. yeah, I heard that song. I didn't know about it. Joel played it. And I don't know, I just heard the beginning. Nothing happened. Nothing bad ever happens to the Kennedys. And I was like, I can't believe they just put that in the song.
With their whole chest.
Exactly. So I thought it was really cool. Yeah, props to them. That's really dope.
No, I was trying to find this one song that they had. Maybe it's new and unreleased, but the way that I started was them just being I don't know, they just the lead singer just started talking, and it sounded like it was gonna be a monologue. It didn't sound like it was about to be the start of the song, and then boom, just guitars, drums. I was so good, but I was oh my god, I couldn't find it on Spotify. That was the song I wanted to play today, but hopefully they drop it if it's not out. And hopefully they come to Boston again, because I think they're Philly-based.
Oh, really? Damn. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe the song's on their SoundCloud, if they have a SoundCloud. I don't know.
I would think it would be on Bandcamp. That's what the kids are using these. No, I'm kidding. I think Bandcamp is probably more that area, you know, and not really SoundCloud. Yeah. But I think now's as good a time as any to read a PSA. So given that yesterday was a national holiday, I'm going to read a different PSA for once, but it's still numbers to think about, so it's not too different. But yeah, numbers to think about: prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. Number of Americans that die each day from accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. A number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. That's a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So yeah, again, I have no idea how old these stats are. My fear is that numbers have increased. But yeah, this is like, I've been watching a lot of Breaking Bad lately. So yeah, hearing about like drugs, it's a little touchy. But I've been watching Breaking Bad because the chemistry is actually very fascinating to me. To provide context, I'm a biochemistry major, so then hearing like freaking Mr. Walter just or why did Mr. White, Walter White, talk about like all of this chemical reactions and stuff, I'm like, oh, that's real. Like that's true. Yeah, Gen Chem was a blur. I'm more of an orgo gal because I just don't like chemistry and math. And yeah, how was Chem 1 for you, Zamir?
you were there.
Yeah, we did that, take it together.
A mistake. I am a mechanical engineering major. Yeah. I'm at the CS. I don't do any wet labs, none of that.
You know what I found out today? Apparently, it's just that's the way that Kryatov teaches. Really? Period. Chemistry. That's how he teaches chemistry. Period. Because he loves math.
Oh.
Because my friend had the chemistry professor here that like specializes in education. She has like a master's in the art of education. And they would just like write essays or like paragraphs about chemistry.
Oh.
While we were slaving away doing master in chemistry. Fighting for my life.
Yeah,
I'm not a math-based chemist, which is a really bad type of chemist to be, but I'm just not built for stoichiometry and conversions.
Yeah, I feel like I was fine with all that. It's just like chemistry doesn't make sense. Like physics makes sense, chemistry does not.
Chemistry, I feel like chemistry is very feasible.
There's like a lot of hand waving to like some basic topics, and it's just like, I mean, at that point, the lower you get, the more it's physics it is. So, like, I understand why they hand wave it, but, like, also, like...
But physics is so theoretical. Chemistry, you theoretical. Can, like, see it with, like, different...
If I throw this ball, it's going to land somewhere, and that's a fact.
Okay, but, like, the physics behind it.
Like, lower level physics, like, quantum physics, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody understands that, but, like, it's there.
Okay. But that's the same with, like, chemistry, though.
Actually, that's true. That's true. I see that now.
And chemistry, I feel like it's a bit more feasible, especially, like, if you're in the lab. If you're just hearing about, like, random things, like, IR spectroscopy or NMR whatever and all these weird things. And also, like, What is it? What's that acronym? Of, like, the molecular orbital shapes and all that. That stuff is all fake. That's messed up. CRISPR. 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 If that's what it's called. I'm super blanking. I'm, like, such a bad chemistry.
Isn't CRISPR
But CRISPR is fake.
The gene editing thing?
Oh. That is the gene editing thing I'm thinking of.
I know that.
But it's an R. Like, it's, CRISPR is probably real.
Definitely. It definitely is.
It's, like, you know, like trigonal planar.
And
those things.
Yeah.
Like, molecular geometry is just, like, fake.
Oh, that's actually the only part of chemistry, like, Gen Chem, that I understood.
That stuff is not real.
Yeah.
That, because molecules are... VSEPR!
Oh, VSEPR, yeah. VSEPR
theory
yeah.
is basically fake, because, like, molecules are always moving.
Exactly. But that's the point.
What?
Because the orbitals are probability fields.
Okay. You're forgetting I haven't taken thermo. So I'm going to need
to No, that's not what that means.
Or, like, what's that class that you were taking a bunch of chemistry in?
What, thermal fluid systems? That's not where I'm learning that. Because, like, it's quantum mechanics. And you don't remember this? Like, the orbital, those, like, balloon shapes, they're not, like, actually where...
Yeah, molecular orbitals.
Yeah, those are probability fields. Like, you'll never know where the electron is, but it's
okay,
just
there. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's fake.
Yeah.
that's my entire argument.
I can't even argue. I mean, that's what all of that level of science is. It's just like, we don't know. It's somewhere around
but
there.
But we are able to somewhat prove it just by doing reactions, even though they like always go horribly because nothing in that lab is sterile and everything is just super contaminated. And our equipment is so, so badly, it's just not, it's not precise at all. At all.
I wouldn't know.
It's very unfortunate.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get back into the music. We just had like this super long conversation about a bunch of random things. Yeah, we're going to go in with a bit more upbeat stuff. Upbeat is more like strong stuff, I guess. A bit of The Garden to start. A little bit of Muse. And then I'm transitioning to some funkier stuff. Honestly, I have like some Frank Ocean and Strong Boy for y'all that I hope I can get to. But yeah, let's get back into the music and thank you all for tuning in.
Generally, I'm a pretty happy person. Not a lot to say in that department. But if I had a lot to say, you probably would have heard it already. I'm driven to drive fast and get it done. So are my counterparts. It's all about putting yourself in people's shoes, you know? I want to go fast, but I can't go too fast. Almost like I'm driving on black ice. I've got to be careful, or else I'll slip and fall all the way down.
Yeah, you get what you envision. And what won't take freedom like This means nothing to me, 'cause you are nothing to me. And it means nothing to me that you blew this away, 'cause you could have been number one if you only to me, and this is nothing to me, and you don't know what you've done, but I'll give you a clue. You could have been number one.
Hi, just getting back on the air, I noticed that I received a call. It unfortunately did not go through, so if that listener would like to call back at any time, I am welcome, or I'm here to take the call, and hopefully things will work a little bit better this time. But yeah, thank you for listening, and I've never gotten a call before, so I got a little, I got a little jittery. But yeah, I welcome any phone calls. So yeah.
Thank you. Don't sleep with seats, that's a mattress. Don't sleep with seats, that's a mattress. You ain't stingy, split your tablets with me. You don't flinch when camera flashing, flashing. Not fake laid back, no, it's natural. And I think you made for the life I lead. I'm not fake patient, I don't fake sick. That kind of coffin don't need lean. Rest in peace, got this lust for life in me. Horny for the game. First they kiss, then they bite soft. Then that wanna play it off. Fucking, I'm pretty still in a pit of snakes. With serpent shakes, some brand new skills. I need a new face. I'm tired of these widows acting familiar. Take all the rock and turn it to pop. They think of the Elvis. Any ungrateful they don't say thank you. Bills that eat familiars. Fucking, I'm pretty still. Look at my deal, Richard Mill. Look at my ears, flooded with diamonds. Look at my skills. Running through blocks like 49ers. 49 diamonds. Stuff from my bracelet. That costs a while. That costs a while. But and it ain't new. I had a knot at John Eric. Locker, pretty still, it ain't no pretty pill. It's either real or real, real easy on the ice cream, like a soccer field. Skin hot when they try me, like a popper's feel. Hands shaking, open up and level sky, rocket feel, rocket. Quit being violent with me, yeah. Quit being violent with me. Quit being violent with me. You make me violent. I can't stay my feelings too soon. I don't know you. And I can't put no threats in me yet.
Call me, call me.
All right, so I think it's about time for our show to come to a close today. Thank you all for listening, although I am a little disappointed I never got that call back. but very understandable. Hopefully next week we'll get a caller, whoever you are.
yeah, looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it, because now I'm ready.
Now we know.
Now we know. No, literally, because I was literally freaking out. I was like, Zamir, what do I do? That's why The Garden did not play steadily, for lack of a better word. But, yeah, still had a good show today, I think.
Yeah, great show, yeah.
Thank you.
That was great.
Stop flattering me. yeah. Well, this is Gerald the Human, and you are listening to my show For the Masses on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope everyone has a wonderful rest of their day. Thank you so much for listening.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they